I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Sheikh Ahmed Al-Tayeb, a grand imam of a famous mosque in Egypt, is calling on Muslims to, quote-unquote, embrace their Christian neighbors. To David Curry of Open Doors USA, it's a step in the right direction.
It doesn't mean that we all of a sudden think that Egypt has changed their stripes, that somehow all is well and we don't have to worry about Christians in Egypt anymore. But I think we're seeing good things, and we need to be thankful for it.
Curry says Egypt is one of the world's top 20 persecutors of Christians, but things are looking up. Now that you know, what can you do? Prayer is a good place to start. You can ask the Lord to strengthen his people in Egypt and help them overcome hardship.
I think it's important for American Christians to see Egypt as the epicenter of what God wants to do in the Arab world.
And a new law promises to revolutionize and consolidate the fight against corruption in Sierra Leone. Matthew Brema, a speaker recently hosted by InterVarsity Christian Fellowship, says corruption is common among believers in Sierra Leone too.
It's sad, but you will see a lot of people go to church on Sunday morning and yet they are very corrupt. So you're asking the question, why? And I feel it's because we have not been able as a church to integrate faith, work, and economics.
That's why Brema is taking action. He's teaching believers how to live like Christ in every situation, whether it's church, home, or the office.
I am very convinced that the next area of ministry for the African church is to provide witness in the marketplace.
Please ask the Lord to bless Brema's efforts and pray for growth and maturity among believers in Sierra Leone. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. You can join us on social media and also find us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, and TWR360. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.